Senate Bill 2 would give parents more than $10,000 in taxpayer money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Republican State Rep. Brad Buckley.
Empowering parents to choose the educational path that best fits their child's needs.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, spokesperson, confirms to CBS News that the senator has met with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador. In a picture posted online by Van Hollen, Abrego-Garcia appears in street clothes and in what looks like a private restaurant setting, not a prison. His wife says her prayers have been answered because she now knows that her husband is alive. El Salvador's president says Abrego-Garcia will remain in custody. The Supreme Court agrees to hear arguments in May on the issue of nationwide injunctions involving President Trump's efforts to nullify birthright citizenship. This case appears to be whether federal district court judges can impose sweeping that apply nationwide. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
So far, every court that has decided this issue has relied on the 14th Amendment to say that the executive order by President Trump saying that there's no birthright citizenship is wrong.
Authorities in Belize say a U.S. man hijacked a small plane today, stabbing two passengers and a pilot before one of the stabbed passengers shot and killed him. The plane then landed safely. U.S. Embassy spokesperson Luke Martin in Belize says the hijacker's motives are unknown.
You know, we're very sad something like this happens, particularly on this Thursday. Everybody's casual. Everyone's getting ready for a long weekend with family, etc.
A federal judge rules Google acted illegally to maintain a monopoly in some online advertising. And United Healthcare cuts its 2025 forecast after dealing with a first quarter care use spike. This is CBS.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
U.S. jobless benefit claims fell last week as the labor market remained strong despite recession fears. Many of the nation's maple syrup producers say they are facing uncertainty like never before. CBS's Jim Krasula has more.
Not only are they facing fickle spring weather, U.S. maple syrup makers are now facing President Donald Trump's ever-changing tariff policies. Jim Judd has been producing maple syrup in Vermont since the early 1970s.
Any agricultural endeavor is uncertain, and when you add in the financial side of it, you know, you got dual uncertainties here. We have weather and we have tariffs.
In addition to Vermont, there is significant maple syrup production in New York, Maine, and Wisconsin. Canada accounts for about 80% of worldwide maple production. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia has chosen Anna Paulson, a top official at the Chicago Fed, to serve as its next president. Paulson will replace Patrick Harker on June 30th when he steps down. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely through the overnight. Cloudy skies and gusty south winds. Morning lows in the lower 50s. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Shower and storm chances for Friday. Highs reaching the upper 70s. Right now it's 51.
Time. spit your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I hunger
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. Didn't I do the best I could? No, didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good morning. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Praised, we felt robbed. Call our home right around the corner. Our appraisal was $1,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so good.
I've been inclined to be
you gotta understand.
Radio.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Radio.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Radio.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed,
stop.
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. My love lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. My love lightning is striking again. Lightning is
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Investigators say the person they allege shot and killed two men and wounded six others at Florida State University is a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy, and they say he used his mother's former service weapon, which was legally hers. More from CBS's Katie Weiss in Tallahassee.
You grow up and you do these shooting drills all the time, and it's... Now we experience it again.
Students and teachers scrambled when shots rang out Thursday afternoon near the Student Union building on the FSU in Tallahassee.
I didn't see the shooter, but I saw the kids running away. I heard some screaming. And the shots, like three rounds of like five shots, and then seven shots. So it must have been some back and forth going on.
Officers quickly engaged and wounded the gunman, identified as Phoenix Eichner, believed to be an FSU student.
Police have not yet announced a motive for the shooting. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports a grand jury has indicted the suspect being held for gunning down and killing a healthcare executive outside of a New York hotel.
Federal prosecutors had announced charges against Luigi Mangione over his alleged assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, but he has just been formally indicted. It comes after the government reveals it would seek the death penalty. Mangione is charged with four counts related to the fatal shooting of Thompson in New York City last year.
President Trump says he's had enough of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell warning that tariffs are a threat to the economy, and he claims Powell is too slow in cutting interest rates. Trump said Powell's, quote, termination cannot come fast enough. But CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford says Trump does not have the authority to fire Powell.
Congress has restricted it. I mean, it's basically said that the president can't remove members or heads of some of these so-called independent federal agencies, including the Federal Reserve, unless there is cause, like misconduct. And that is obviously not the case here.
A federal appeals court is blasting the Trump administration's claims it can't do anything to free mistakenly deported Kilmar Abrego Garcia from an El Salvador prison and return him to the United States.
In a scathing ruling, an appeals court calls the defiance shocking. The president refused to turn around deportation planes to El Salvador and says he'll continue to do so.
That's what the public wanted, and that's what I'm doing. But you'll have to speak to the lawyers because it's up to them.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Senator Chris Van Hollen met in El Salvador this past evening with Abrego Garcia. Van Hollen posted a photo of the meeting on X, did not provide, though, any updates on efforts to return Abrego home to Maryland. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
It was a nightmare. We felt stuck.
Our is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy. And, unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-277-3355. 800-277-3355. 800-277-3355.
Writer Thomas Wolfe wrote that you can't go home again, to which we add, especially if it's now a museum.
The category, people who would look good in a sombrero.
David Letterman grew up in an 1,100-square-foot, three-bedroom home in Indianapolis. A woman who bought the house last year, $47,000, has turned it into a kind of museum that pays tribute to the retired late-night host. Now it rents for $200 a night as an Airbnb. Red cushioned seats in the living room look like what's in the Ed Sullivan Theater, his CBS home. Framed photos capture Letterman with famous guests, and local artists were commissioned for murals around the house depicting him at various points in his life. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Oscar-nominated actor Haley Joel Osment has been charged with public intoxication and cocaine possession at Northern California's Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort. The now 37-year-old starred as a child in The Sixth Sense and AI. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely through the overnight. Cloudy skies and gusty south winds. Morning lows in the lower 50s. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy.